Welcome to Stouts with My Spouse. I'm Carrie.
And I'm Patrick.
And this is Stouts with My Spouse. Let's get into it.
Yo, yo, yo. It's Friday night. And we are here with another podcast. I am taking Carrie's role in the yo, yo, yo's today.
What do you have to drink today, Patrick?
I have an Imperial Biscotti Break.
Which is from Evil Twin Brewing. Yep. This is our second stout from Evil Twin. I think they do the Even More or Jesus
I think stout? I want to say yes.
Yeah.
But I actually...
Their font looks the same as the Even More Jesus stout.
Yeah, and I... Did you pick this one out, or did
yeah, I? Okay, I picked you it did. Out. Okay.
I was like, I don't remember grabbing this one, so this is pretty much my first time even, like, looking at it. I'm actually very surprised that I was able to even read biscotti. But, I mean, it makes sense.
The spelling of this makes sense. So, it comes in a 1-pint can, and it's an Imperial Stout brewed with coffee and with vanilla and... Wait, with almond and vanilla added. I skipped almonds. So yeah, I think it sounds like it would be good. It's another classic stout sort of flavor pair with vanilla seems to be a common pair with the stout. Coffee seems to be an almond, but... You know, that's why, I mean, it tastes good, so that's why it seems to be a common pair. Patrick, why don't you crack it open and take a drink?
Well, I was reading, I saw something about soccer on there, but then I just didn't feel like reading it. But there were soccer games played today.
Yeah, or football as international football. I think I've heard that term before. I don't know. I think it's one of those games that I feel like Americans haven't figured out just quite how to monetize soccer. So that's why it's not as popular. And it's long.
Well,
what's your first impression? I don't have any other a hot take.
Well, I did,
but I don't want to talk about that. I don't at all.
Okay.
So
I will comment on how this.
What's your first impression of the Imperial Biscotti Break?
Just kind of like a whoo. It is pretty strong.
I'll give it a smell.
And it is pretty forward in that strength. But you taste, like, the hint of almond, and I enjoy that. Like, it's not, like, just super vanilla-y.
Oh, my gosh. I took, a micro sip, because I don't usually try the stout. That is, like, the most intense tasting stout.
I know. It's almost not even, like, a stout.
It's like the energy drink of stout.
Yeah, pretty much.
It hits your mouth like an energy drink would hit it.
That's a very good, I agree.
Oh my gosh. Okay, well, I guess if you can finish the pint of that by the end of this podcast, we don't have that many topics to talk about.
Challenge accepted.
Oh gosh. So, when thinking about what to talk about for this week's podcast, I really was at a loss. We have been enjoying the summer sunshine and just doing as much as we possibly physically can outside.
Lots of trips to the dog park, splash pad.
Yeah, because you know what? In Michigan, you only get a couple days in the sun out of the year, and it's not like...
Fishing.
It's not like it's ever really guaranteed.
Yep. I need to start going fishing more often. I had that one day, then just haven't been able to get out there.
So again. We've been pushing really hard on that. I was going to share with you, did you get a chance to watch Raya or not?
Not seen that yet.
So one, it was for free, so we watched it, and it has to do with trust, so... my daughter, our daughter, we were on a walk. I don't know if I told you this. She found a magic tree and she told me to sit down and make a wish. So we both made wishes. And then she said, now walk up to the tree and rub the magic tree. And then she was like, and then go sit in your seat and close your eyes and trust. And then she said, and then get up. And we got one leaf off the tree. And then we did like a series of like we would both touch the leaf. And then we would put a blade of grass on the leaf. And then we ripped the leaf up. And then we threw chunks of leaves into the air, into the wind. And that was like, and I was like, you know what? This would probably be in like some sort of online coaching class, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm just like, think it's amazing that
maybe our daughter needs to like,
she's like a run guru. A retreat. Yeah. I know. And so I was just like, so she's very much into the word trust. And she'll like be like, do you trust me? And she'll have like a rock in her hand. And I'd be like, yes. And then she'll be like, it's very serious and mystical. And I appreciate it quite a bit. So that's one. Two, Patrick and I were discussing micro. So I think like there is this part of the culture that is pretty obsessed with the access to the stock market that we have through apps like Robinhood and Webull and other various apps, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I was telling Patrick, I said, almost in a way, if you're looking for, like, instead of day trading, because, I mean, we don't really have time to day trade. Day trading is for people who have time.
Yes, time, and they have money to be able to make it.
Right.
So they actually make money off of a couple cents.
Right. And so I almost feel like with the way the market is, doing little micro bets on sports betting, because it's legal in Michigan, it has actually made us just as much money, if not more, than our stocks the past calendar year. If we're talking calendar year as in,
yeah, had a couple
spring
good
of
bets.
Last year to spring of this year.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, we've made money luckily in both. We're in the mm-hmm. we're in the black, as they say, in both areas. But it's just kind of funny because it's like you put in all these very micro small amount bets that normal people like would think, oh, that's stupid. Like, you know what I mean? Like, why would you only bet, like, 50 cents? Why would you only bet a dollar? You know? And it's, like, you do such a diverse pick that, like, eventually it just all adds up. And you get the feeling that you're doing a lot of betting, but you're really not. You're only working with, like, a very low amount of money. You started with, like, $20, and you turned it in.
Well,
to
typically.
Much more than that.
Well,
so,
first, when it first became legalized, it kind of came like I got a bunch of promotion stuff, so I was winning there. And
then we
I,
only added $20 to the account after the promotional stuff.
And then I went ahead and won a couple.
Oh my gosh, Patrick just gave me the nastiest.
Because you were cutting
look.
Me off. I'm trying to say something.
Oh,
and
I'm sorry. I talked. I'm sorry.
So, I made a lot, and then I thought I came across, like, a really good scheme, blah, 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 and then I lost because I went up to, I won that all back. I would have been, like, way up more. So, what I'm saying is that I didn't understand the whole terms of units. So now it's basically your units are like, what is your normal bet? So my normal bet went from like, oh man, like $50 because I got so much of this promotion money to, all right, let's scale that back to 10 bucks. Okay, let's scale that back to 5. And now I'm like, you know what? 5's a unit, but I'd normally go with half a unit.
Okay, so you don't need to get that specific. Patrick has never been more... I interrupt him during this podcast all the time. Patrick has never been more offended. He looked like... Literally, I was, like, smacking his firstborn child, and, like, I have never... You gave me such a brow and such a nasty little attitude about that entire thing.
Because
you
tried
have,
taking it in a totally different direction.
No, I didn't!
while to understand, like, you have to have certain units. So if you, it's basically like, hey, if you have $1,000 that you're willing to gamble on, then you can afford to have larger units.
That's not something
but
I'm really...
But if you
okay.
don't
okay.
have that much in there, then your units have to be smaller.
Okay, can I just say something?
Okay, yes, thank you.
You were trying to get all technical with it. We're not going to try to turn into a gambling podcast.
I'm not. I'm just explaining.
Okay, well, I'm just saying, it's really not that much different than buying... The way you do it in the the margins of...
Mm-hmm.
money. The point is, it's really not that different than the stock market. Because it is gambling. With
depending. Yeah, especially with, like, the AMC stuff. Like,
the
that's
stock
a
market is gambling.
Yeah. Like, we've
like,
got a
sorry.
Couple... We've got a you, couple good ones in there that...
If you
are...
own stock, you are betting on the success of a company. I mean, I think gambling is seen as, like, very taboo in a lot of, like, areas of the culture. But actually... It's really not that much different. Like, every day, like, if you invest in a company, that's a gamble. You're investing in a team winning or losing. You're just investing way less money in that outcome. And guess what? It's a clear outcome. Like, a company stock might yo-yo for, like, forever.
Mm-hmm.
And then, oh, maybe it does rise like a phoenix out of the ashes. Or maybe that company goes bankrupt, you know? But, like, if you're betting that Trae Young is going to hit three threes, he's either going to hit three threes in a game
or
he's not. And at least you know for sure, okay, I bet $5. I may lose $5.
Mm-hmm.
I may gain $15. And what I was saying is I think for your brain, it is good... that even though you're working with such small amount of money, it's like you put in so many that really it's like you feel like you did a lot.
Yeah. And it also kind of makes it fun. Like if you're going, if there's a game that you just flip on and you're like, oh, hey, this game's going to be coming up. And like you can do like 2 seconds of research and be like, you know what? I'm going to put, like for in that instance where I wasn't going to bet on the game, but I am just like, hey, I'm going to watch it anyways. I want to root for something. I'll put like $1. I won't even put like a half a unit on it. But it'll just be so that I have more enjoyment in watching it. Not saying that I can't enjoy sports without putting something in it. It just makes it a little bit more fun, I guess, weirdly.
Another thing I thought was interesting to kind of talk about, and maybe we can unpack this more later, is I think at least where we're from, people who have a lot of money are obsessed with acting like they don't have any money, but also they're obsessed with, like, a backstory that they're like, I was raised and born in the mud, and I was raised by grizzly bears, and those grizzly bears taught me work ethic, and that's why I have money. How dare you insinuate that I inherited 50 acres of land that was already paid off?
No.
I work hard, and I came from the mud, and I do not have any money. I'm actually poor. I was bankrupt one time. How many Americans have gone through bankruptcy? I don't feel like... I mean, yes, it's probably very stressful, knock on fake wood, but, like, don't a lot of people go through bankruptcy? I don't know what the stats are, but I think it's probably pretty normal. I don't think going through bankruptcy means that you're automatically not wealthy or not good with money.
I think for around in this area, the... Midwest, I think that a lot of the money comes from farms, larger farms. So it's a little bit different than people out east, or I don't know about out west, but like here, yeah, like, hey, I inherited this. I did inherit a good amount of money. I know that I've got money, but I also have worked the entire time. I think that that's where there's a little bit of difference.
Well, I don't know why people are obsessed with... I think in general, people are obsessed with telling you how hard they worked. Because
mm-hmm.
they don't want to ever appear like they had...
They have, like, a fear of being looked at as a trust fund baby, where the person right. just is like, oh, I just, like, attend some benefits for
whereas,
my job.
Whereas, I don't think that, at least the people I've met on the East Coast, that isn't a concern. Like, if you're a trust mm-hmm. fund baby, it's not like you're trying to, like, act like you don't have any money. I can appreciate not trying to flaunt your money in people's faces, but I also, like, I kind of chuckle internally where I'm just like, okay, you're really trying to act like you are, like, struggling so much. I mean, life is hard for everyone, earning an income and running a household and keeping that stuff going is hard for everyone, regardless of your situation, right? But it's just kind of interesting to me. I'm like, don't try to sell me a bag of sob stories. Like, I understand you went through struggles, and I can appreciate that. I can empathize with that. But, like, money isn't, like, inherently evil. And why are you selling me this tragedy when you so clearly are very comfortable with money? Do you understand? Because mm-hmm. I think it's the veil of, oh, this was, makes me humble. This is what is appropriate. This is how I act. But is there a way to have a lot of money, or not a lot, but a good amount? Is there a way to have that money, still be genuinely humble, and also, like, tell the truth? Like, it's not a secret. It is yeah. what it is. And I can relate to people more, because I'm like, just don't try to run a game on me, is kind of how I feel when people act like they don't have any money, when I know for a fact they do.
It isn't.
Does that make sense?
It's interesting to think about, because it's like, I feel like there's a lot of things that can go into it, because I'm thinking, like, what if we suddenly got a ton of money? I don't think that we would want to change, like, yeah, we would probably have some nicer things. We'd probably move, but we wouldn't move from the area, and we'd want to still have, like, the same friends. I don't think that we'd be like, oh, hey, we have, like, this amount of money, we want to...
We only
now...
want to associate with these people.
No,
in
we
this
would be...
tax bracket.
I'd be like, no, I'm hanging out with the same exact people. I'm like, I'm not changing. I'm like, no amount of money is going to make me want to wear different clothes than what I wear now.
Do you know what's interesting, though? That's funny you bring that up, because I went to community college for years, and then I transferred to a school that is, you know, known to have students with money in it. And I just remember being like, you guys are nice and everything, but I don't want to be around you.
Yeah,
I'll be your friend.
Feel like part of that has to be this culture, this area here. It's like, you can be wealthy, but hey, the people that you're hanging out with, you're going to have some wealthy friends because wealthy, but you're also going to have other people in your life. So it's like, hey, like, maybe I don't have to drive the Ferrari around all the time, which is a dumb car to have. In
Ford versus Ferrari.
In Michigan, but I do have to say, it is a good movie. But if I had enough money to be like, hey, you know what? I can lease a Ferrari for a summer or something like that. I'm not going to say no.
All right. You can do that with your second wife. When you leave me, when you get rich and get a trophy bimbo.
You are my trophy bimbo.
Thank you. That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. You don't recycle. You don't recycle your first wife once you get your riches.
I'm proud of myself getting away with calling you a bimbo.
That's fine. What you do is you get your millions, you take your first wife, and you refurbish that wife into a bimbo. And there we go.
So, but you're already a bimbo.
Yeah, I'm such a bimbo. I just, honestly, that probably has such... a lot of words have a really horrible background.
I'm like, so I was thinking, I'm thinking, nervous. I'm like, what does bimbo even mean now that I've said it like four times in
You're
a row?
You're like, it might have some really gross. It really might have some really gross backstory back from, like, the early 1900s.
Everything does.
Because...
literally everything.
Because we get desensitized, we say things, and over it gets... I mean, but
yeah,
there's a reason.
Yeah, and words change. Like, I remember I was wearing flip-flops. I went over to my grandma's house, and she's like, nice thongs. And I'm like,
You're like,
what?
Grandma.
I'm not wearing a thong.
Grandma, how do you know about thongs? And no, I am not a male stripper on the side, Grandma. I am not wearing a thong. How dare you? Don't disrespect me and objectify me, Grandma.
I'm like, I've only ever wore a thong once, and that was in college.
And you're like, why are you looking at my butt, Grandma? But no, I mean, but obviously you know the word bimbo has something negative behind it, right?
I mean, it might be something positive. Who am I?
When have you ever heard
we are stereotyping
Patrick,
a word now.
Patrick, shut up. That was about the dumbest thing. Stereotyping a word.
Hmm.
Patrick, when have you ever heard the word bimbo being used in a positive connotation? And don't... Okay, that's it. That was all the time you got to think. I'm correct.
Oh.
And you have been stricken from the record.
Stricken?
Stereotyping a word. You are just...
What have you been drinking tonight?
Water, actually. Water and a little bit of pink lemonade. Seriously.
What was in that lemonade?
Sugar. Some corn syrup, probably.
Bimbo juice?
Some dye. You better stop saying that word if you find out it is really bad. Like, I'm not going to explain
this. I never say that word.
Like,
it's not a vocabulary word of me.
Shut your mouth. And, like, well, like, a really one that I didn't even have a clue about, don't touch my scrunchie, I had no idea, I'm not going to say it, obviously, but eeny, meeny, miny, moe. I was so dumb to realize what it really was, and my daughter is not learning that. And I don't care if people think I'm some sensitive millennial. She's not learning that song because it's gross, right?
It's like, do you know where Ring Around the Rosie came from? Too?
Well,
Ring Around the Rosie is the plague.
There's got to be some sort of song now.
I mean, let's just bring back Ring Around the Rosie, I mean. But we're not, in other cultures, it's the same thing. Because isn't it because they were like... bodies, and it was almost like, hey, they're passed out, they're about to die.
Because they would get the rings, yeah.
Yeah, just makes me think of, you know...
Okay,
I don't
know if I want to get into that, because we're at a great time to wrap up and
do
what we're grateful for, and I just feel
like... I'm not done with my drink yet, so I've got to prolong it 3 minutes, okay?
No, I don't want you to power rush it, because I'm actually feeling that this is an organic stop. So, this is the part of the podcast.
I'll remember it for next week.
He won't.
I won't.
Oh my gosh. Ugh. This is the part of the podcast where we voice our gratitude towards one another. And say it out loud, because it's very important to voice your gratitude no matter how big or small. Because you never know how somebody would benefit from that conversation. So... Patrick, I'm really grateful you got a haircut, and you kept your hair long on top with your man bun.
Mm-hmm.
I like it a lot. I had a dream you shaved it off, and I woke up very mad at you.
Yep,
I love your hair long. Thank you for leaving it long.
You're welcome. We'll see. You know, I think that if I keep it long, I gotta get in shape so that I can kind of look like...
So you can kind of look like a pro wrestler.
Pro wrestler or like a Viking from Vikings.
Yeah, you look like a Viking. That's
mm-hmm.
a great idea.
Mm-hmm.
Great
that's
idea.
Now that your toe is
healed and you're fully vaccinated,
yeah,
you can
I gotta
to
get
gym.
In shape so that I can go to Viking festivals dressed up.
Okay, that checks out. All right.
You have to come with me though. And
okay, Patrick.
All right. So I am grateful for you. For so many things.
Yeah.
But a really big one is I'm just grateful for how fun you are.
Thank you.
Because, I mean, at the beginning of this podcast, we talked about how we've been going to the dog parks, splash pad, hanging out outside. And you've just been fun with all of those. Like, going to the dog park, that's like the last thing that you would think of you going to, and it's been fun.
And there are some dogs that are, like, listening to Nuck with the Nuck If You Buck in their ear pods, and they're ready to fight.
Yeah, there's one specific dog that he'll get there. The owner, it's an actual competent owner, so kudos on them. But it's just been an enjoyable last couple weeks hanging out with you, doing stuff outside, doing stuff inside, recording this podcast.
We did out of order. So is Imperial Biscotti Break, is that approved by Evil Twin Brewing?
I mean, I finished it.
Doesn't mean it's approved. You'll guzzle a thing of gasoline if I don't catch ya.
I actually really like this.
Really? It's so strong and pungent.
It is, but it's like, so the first couple sips, I was like, whew, what is this? But then it's just like you said, it's like an energy drink. The first couple drinks of energy drink, I feel like your brain is just like, all right, the on switch is on. We're going for this thing. And after that, but I've really enjoyed, so almonds, I think almonds are really growing on me. The older I get, the more I like almonds.
The thing is, though, I feel like almonds, when they're added to things, especially beer, it can go either way. Like, if it's too much, it's not great.
Oh, exactly. I mean,
I don't even mess around
with hazelnut. I don't even mess around with that anymore. But just because it's either been in too much, or I've also had a... if you've ever had a rotten hazelnut, you'll understand where I'm coming from. But the almonds and the vanilla pair really well in this. Like, they're in the flavor, which I thought when I first read that, I was like, oh, almond, you won't even be able to taste the almond. It'll just be all vanilla.
Right.
But no, it was a good,
all right,
good combination. So.
Yay, so Bubba approved. I love you. Goodbye.
Love you. Goodbye.
Hey everybody, we post new episodes of our podcast, Stouts With My Spouse, every Saturday morning, available on Apple Podcasts, CastBox, and Spotify. Follow Stouts With My Spouse on Instagram and like our Facebook page. Cheers. Thanks for listening.
Until next week.